It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday, October 20th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, Apple will announce quarterly earnings. Sales of the company's new iPhone 6 have been moving at a nice clip, and we've also got new Apple iPads. But here's a question. Who buys new, slightly improved versions of tablets? The answer, in part, is not as many people as we once thought. Research firm Gartner says new data shows tablet sales are now slowing. Our friend and Slate tech writer Will Oremus's recent headline read, "Apple unveils two new iPads and you probably still don't need them." Will, good to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
We've got some new iPads.
Let's call them newish iPads.
Newish.
These are iterative products. They're not going to make anybody who didn't already want an iPad rush out and buy one.
We're reaching this point of saturation, aren't we?
Yeah, Apple's iPad sales have really flattened in the past year or so. This was supposed to be the time when the iPad was replacing the PC. It's not happening, and it's partly because the iPads, which are probably still the best tablets out there, they're not really designed to replace a PC. They can't do all the things that you can do on a desktop computer. What they are is really nice luxury toys. They're $500 to $700 gadgets that are fun to sit back on the couch with and stick in your kids' hands when they won't shut up. But beyond that, they haven't really ingratiated themselves into people's everyday lives. And I think that's the reason why you aren't seeing a lot of continued growth.
But also, there's not many great leaps forward in terms of the tech itself.
What's interesting is that because the iPad has such a lead in the tablet category, Apple's rivals are the ones that are being forced to innovate, to try to come up with something new and different. So Microsoft's Surface is being pitched as a replacement for your laptop. Amazon is making super cheap tablets that you can give to your toddler and not worry if they break it because Amazon will replace it for free. These are the companies to me that are really doing interesting stuff because Apple with the iPad has totally mastered the entertainment tablet.
How much does Apple's growth depend on growth in iPad sales?
Apple as a company overall is still doing really well. They've got the Apple Watch coming up next year. I think that will be a much bigger indicator of where Apple is going as a business than the iPad. People thought it might be a few years ago. They thought by now the tablet would be the thing that everybody would have. But really, it's the other devices in Apple's product line that are more exciting right now.
Will Oremus, senior tech writer at Slate. Will, thank you very much, man.
Enjoyed it.
More and more tech giants like Google, Facebook, and Samsung are focusing their efforts on the next billion. That's shorthand for the next billion people, or shall we call them consumers, who will come online. So who are they? Marketplace's Queena Kim takes a look.
The next billion live in emerging economies like China, India, Brazil, and Africa. Jenna Burrell is a professor at UC Berkeley's School of Information. She's been studying one of these markets, namely Ghana, since the early 2000s. And she says even back then, it was clear people weren't going to use desktop computers to get online.
You know, it was a small number of people who were going to internet cafes, but almost everyone was either using or owning or getting possession of a mobile phone.
Burrell says in a continent where most people make about a dollar a day, even a few minutes of airtime is a big expense. And that's where Mozilla comes in.
I bought these $25 smartphones.
Andreas Gall is Mozilla's chief technology officer.
These are the devices that launched recently in India.
Mozilla is a nonprofit organization, and it's teaming up with local carriers to make affordable phones for the next billion. Critics of these $25 phones say the web pages take forever to load, and you can't run more than one app at a time. Rakesh Agrawal is a CEO of Redesign Mobile, which develops products for the next billion. He says, forget the quality of the phone. In most emerging economies, data plans are prohibitively expensive.
You have to think about how much people can afford and what kinds of services they can use over their smaller data pipes.
He says the next billion aren't going to be running apps mindlessly like we do, which means, in part, tech companies can't rely on advertising to make money off them.
If you're living on a dollar a day, Procter & Gamble can't afford to advertise to you because you can't afford their products.
Despite these odds, tech companies will continue to pursue the next billion. Smartphone sales and sales of apps will inevitably slow, so tech companies need the next billion to keep growing. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.
Before we go today, a dispute blew up recently between The Guardian and a new secure messaging app called Whisper, Whisper is valued at $200 million and promises to be a, quote, anonymous social media network. Journalists from The Guardian were talking with the startup about a partnership when they discovered what they saw as creepy data mining practices that might have violated the privacy of users. Whisper rejected this claim, and it got messy, but it touched on a fundamental issue. Here's Peter Eckersley, Technology Projects Director at the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
It's normal for websites and apps to collect your IP address, your location, all this information about you. That's sort of become, scandalous though it is, industry standard practice. And here we see it colliding with this new thing that companies are wanting to offer, which is this promise of secrecy and privacy. And what they haven't realized is that they need to go back and re-examine and change all these quote-unquote standard industry practices of tracking people all of the time if they're going to be able to legitimately offer this sort of secrecy.
Peter Eckersley at the EFF. Just some more food for thought as we think about our data, the value of privacy, and the apps we use. All right, we're done for now. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.